Oh man, I don't know if y'all know DeHaven Irby. That's one of my homies. You feel me? Like, so that's Jay-Z's childhood friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me and him, that's my homie right there. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, because what I was talking about, you know, a lot of it was inspired by certain things he did. You feel me? And
right.
certain things he inspired Jay-Z to rap about in Reasonable Doubt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Jay-Z end up dropping, you know, dropping his name. He's like, F DeHaven for K.
So DeHaven for caving. That's why we don't speak. Made men ain't supposed to make statements.
I got a chance to talk with him. I got a chance to talk with Jazzo. Mm. Y'all know Jazzo from The Originators, man. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
I think I interviewed him back in 2008, and that interview was crazy. Man, this dude was going in on Jay-Z so bad.
It's the Hottest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from. No matter what you've been through, you know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy that lifestyle, go hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, become part of the family. We welcome you. Ladies and gentlemen, talking about reaching the highest point, we have a very special guest in the building. You understand me? I'm going to let y'all know right now, we got a top 15 Billboard artist in the building.
Ooh.
You understand me? He had his damn single charting on Apple, number two. Mm. He got a YouTube show. You understand me? Mm-hmm. This ain't no regular YouTube show. This man is racking up over 105 million.
Woo.
You understand me? Million views. So y'all make sure y'all paying attention. And also tune in to the Lionel B Show. And we got Mr. Lionel B in the building with us today, man. Thanks for joining us. What's happening with you?
What's up? What's up?
What's up, man? Humble, man. Happy to be on y'all podcast, bro. What's going on with y'all, man?
Man, that much. We just pushing forward, man. We glad to have you on here.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a busy man. Got a lot of things going on. One thing on our show, we like to focus on the journey of people. Because a lot of time people just see the end result. I'm talking about all these big numbers that you've been doing, and they just look at the end result and just think like, yeah, he just popped up there. You know what I'm saying? Like it just came instantly, but they don't know nothing about that grind you had to put in. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So we definitely going
to
get into
that. And just to be real transparent, bro, like I went and upgraded my Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying? My lady, for whatever reason, she want 2 gigabyte internet. I don't know what the hell, like we don't really need it, but I mean, that's what she wanted. You feel me? So,
right.
Man, the dude that installed it, man, like, you know, I got a plaque on the wall. Like, if y'all can see that right there, man, like, when I was, you know, how I got my start on YouTube, man, and dude was looking at it. He was like, damn, I remember seeing that in the newspaper, like, years ago, and that's you? I'm like, yeah. So I was like, wow, bro.
Damn.
Man, like, the story went viral, man. But it took a while, you know what I'm saying, for the media to catch on, because I already, you know, Ben did that. So it took maybe like a year or two for the media to catch on, and when the media caught on, they was like, damn, dude really grinded to get here. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know a story like that in Florida was going to take off like that, man. My dad called me. He was like, damn, like, why you ain't calling me? Like, you know, it was crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, that's
I always
crazy.
Said, though, I was going to be transparent. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I got there, bro, I'm going to be transparent and tell my real story.
Right.
So then it shocked a lot of people because I was quiet when I was going through what I was going through. I mean,
super facts. So,
yes,
when you saying this story, like you mentioned Florida, I thought you was in Houston. Are you from Florida?
Nah, I'm from Florida, man. Florida boy all day long. Yep.
What part of Florida are you from?
Panama City, bro. Originally,
Panama City,
for real, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
hey,
Panama.
I done stomped around a little bit in Panama. You know what I'm saying? Panama City.
Okay.
My uncle lived there for years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Right. Matter of fact, y'all might notice this other blogger that kind of does what I do, man, Tasha K.
Oh,
from Panama City as well, bro. Like we actually kind of grew up together. You know what I'm saying? Went to the same elementary school.
Ah, man,
she was
crazy.
Younger than me, but you know, yeah, man.
Damn, act been on her ass though. You know what I'm saying? You seen that?
But I'm gonna tell you another exclusive, bro. My dad, bro, was her principal in high school, bro.
Wow.
Tasha K was bad as F. You know, I'm not gonna cuss on your show.
I believe
bad
it.
As F.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
yeah,
cause she don't care. She'll go in on anybody,
Right.
She don't care.
And just for the record, you can cuss if you want to. You can say whatever you want to say up here.
Yeah, we get it in. For sure. Yeah. Hey, man, let's get back into the music though. Because I realized that you was an artist and I had to pull up some music from you. And from what I'm hearing, I'm rocking with it. I'm seeing how you was moving up in the charts. So I'm going to go ahead and fire up this Stuck in the Game and let's get it.
Let go.
Ain't Ain't no such thing as being broke. You know what I'm talking about? Go get it, hey. Calamari, spend our days off in the Amalfi Coast. Celebrating elevations while my people toast. My mama told me get the money and try not to boast. Cause only broke niggas fake and try to stunt the most. I'm connected to the streets like them light posts. Mafioso keep the cash in that white coat. I can't complain, this the type of life that I chose. Hollywood bitches putting shit all in their nose. Always taught to be solid and keep my feet on neck. And everybody that's good, they deserve your respect. Never spend it till you accumulate some more checks. Cause when you stack the stars, to keep the pussy wet. It's tough times been through that I'll never forget. Started out a one piece and caught the whole set. Seen my dog do a bit, he got a long stretch. He can't wait to come home so we can bomb next.
I'm in my lane, lights, cameras, and fame. Promises not to change, keeping it all the same. Through sunshine and rain, the pills and the pain. I can't complain. I'm stuck in the game, I'm stuck in the game. Stuck in the game, I'm stuck in the game. I'm stuck in the game.
Yeah, man, you're going in on that joint.
Man, had to, bro. Like, I heard the beat. Had to, man.
Yeah. Like, you from Florida, so I'm like, yo, do he got some Rick Ross influence? Because them beat, that beat selection.
Yeah,
I mean, not that song in particular, bro. Like, I did have a song. I got a song called Highlight. Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear that? That was kind of like Rick Ross influence, but like Stuck in the Game, man. It was more like everything I've seen coming up. You know what I'm saying? Everything I see now, man, like, it, like, I drew from inspirations from, like, my childhood to, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything, bro. Like, my real life experiences, everything. Like, and you know what? And another nugget for y'all, bro, like, a lot of that song, man, I don't know if y'all know D'Haven Irby. That's one of my homies. You feel me? Like, so that's Jay-Z's childhood friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me and him, that's my homie right there. You know what I'm saying? So some of that was kind of inspired by him as well. So he heard the song. He was like, what? So, you know, we was going to do a music video. I didn't get a chance to shoot it yet, but he was like, man, hell yeah, I got to be in that song. Damn. And when I played the song, I knew he was going to love it. He was like, man, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because what I was talking about, you know, a lot of it was inspired by certain things he did. You feel me? And
right.
Certain things he inspired Jay-Z to rap about in Reasonable Doubt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, D'Haven is solid, bro. That's the homie right there.
Oh, yeah. How long he been out now?
You said, how long D'Haven been out?
Yeah. Cause it was locked up for a while, man.
A bunch of years, bro. Yeah. A bunch of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. Oh yeah, yeah. That's OG right there, for real.
Yeah, OG, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Jay-Z end up dropping his name. He's like F D'Haven for K.
So fuck the haven for caving. That's why we don't speak. Made men ain't supposed to make statements.
You know what I'm saying? But
right.
The real story, man, it's deep, man. So y'all check my homie out, man. Marcy Made series. He talked about, you know, his whole upbringing with Jay-Z and all that. And I got a chance to talk with him. I got a chance to talk with Jazzo. Mm. Y'all know Jazzo from The Originators, man. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
I think I interviewed him back in 2008, and that interview was crazy. Man, and my hard drive crashed. I wish.
Damn.
I had my, man, this dude was going in on Jay-Z so bad. But the funny thing is, bro, he worked with Jay-Z now, bro. Like, he like one of Jay-Z's assistants.
Wow.
Bro, when I interviewed him in 08, 09, he was like, man, he was the worst, bro.
You flipped the script worst. Now, though. Jay-Z kind of do that, though. Name
from Jazzo.
Ah, okay. Because, you know, Jay-Z and Nas went on that epic thing, and now Jay-Z and Nas be having, like, partnerships and stuff. I think Nas signed to Rock Nation.
I think Jay-Z give good massages, bro. That's why. No. You be like, bro, don't be mad with me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm giving you this P-Valley work. You feel me? Like, nah.
That's wild. But it's good that he reconciled with the people he came up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But at the time, bro, I mean, Jazzo was like, bro, he said, I won't piss on Jay-Z if he was on fire. Like, that's how mad he was.
Damn.
And at the time, Jazzo had moved to Atlanta from New York or whatever. He was trying to, you know, start a little thing. I guess Jay-Z was, you know, being Hollywood like how he is.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't returning due calls. So dude was in his feelings. Now, all of a sudden, you back working with Jay-Z again. Like, come on, bro. Money, you know, money can make a anybody do anything. Bro.
I'm telling you. You're like, people will flip for the money, man. It's like they don't stick to their morals, their code when it comes to that bread.
So, bro. Morals and everything be out the window. They
facts.
Don't
facts.
Some people be on it, man. Some people be on it.
That's, yeah, that's kind of like stuck in the game. Like, that sounds like some industry shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And that was a sleeper, bro, because I never really wanted to be an artist. I just do the shit because I like to do it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just like to have fun, man. I never wanted to sign to no label, nothing like that, bro. And I always knew how to rap, bro, ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I really wanted to rap, like, before the YouTube thing, but I was just like, man, it was just like, nah.
Right.
I still don't want to. I like to perform, you know what I'm saying? But I like to make dope music, so that's...
Right.
I'm more about the love and not, like, the accolades and all that other fake shit that come along with the music game, bro.
Right,
that shit
right.
Fake.
Hell yeah, this definitely. Shit. So how you get into blogging game? Do you see any... like things that run parallel with the music industry? Like, is it any fake shit involved with the blogging game? Because I know you got, you know, some people you came up with that's in it. Like, You know what I'm saying? Sometimes envy, like, you know, you coming up with someone, then your channel might be popping off more than theirs. You might start getting, you know how it go.
So you saying, is there any like fake shit as far as, hell yeah, it's a lot of fake shit. You talking about in the blogging world?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. It's crazy, bro. Like, for one, I mean, it's very competitive. So it's just like any other industry. So if you're in one particular industry and, you know what I'm saying, it's very competitive. So bloggers don't really click like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, certain people from other industries, you know, you don't really click, especially if y'all kind of neck and neck, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a rat race, bro. You want to get the story out there first and and all that. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to get the most views and all that, man. But I do respect the people that came ahead of me.
Right.
But I did have, it was so funny because, bro, I came out of left field. Like, there's certain bloggers I'm not going to name, but I got DMs from them personally. It was like, damn, bro, like, where the fuck you came from? You doing numbers, like, wow, I never seen nobody come in the gang like how you doing it, and you just doing it way different.
Right.
Bro, and I even had YouTubers, bro, like when I came in the game, certain YouTubers, they had a big ass following, bro, when I came in the game, right? They would actually do videos to debunk my videos because my videos was doing numbers. Like, I would say probably blow, like, bro, and y'all can Google this, man. Out of the YouTube space, out of celebrity bloggers, bro, I think I have the most viral video, bro. My video I did about Jay-Z and Offset, that shit is at 9 million views.
Oh, that's crazy.
You can name drop any celebrity blogger, bro. I guarantee academics, whoever you want to, I guarantee not one of their videos, bro, is at 9 million views, bro. And I was a rookie in the game.
Yeah, that's
wild. I was outside doing that video, bro. I didn't even have no mic, nothing. Yeah. I was on my phone, bro, like this here. By the pool, like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Talking shit.
It sounds terrible. I hate watching the video because the audio was still like, I sound stupid because I wasn't even doing my intro the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because I was brand new.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was going on with Jay-Z and Offset? Like, what was happening with them? What was happening with Jay-Z and Offset?
Well, it looked like, you know what I'm saying, like Jay-Z was going to give him that smoke, you feel me? Like, so that's what I went with. I'm like, I basically gave my interpretation of what, you know what I'm saying, what I thought it was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it really did look like that, and that shit went crazy viral, bro. Like, to this day, I still get paid for that. I mean, it's like 4 or 5 years old, like, I don't know. But the shit almost hit 10 million views, bro.
Yeah, that's dope.
There's no
that's
other, true. Man, come on, man.
Yeah, that's dope.
So when it comes to stuff going viral, like, do you watch a lot of the stuff that's going around?
You said, do I watch a lot of the content that's going around, like the viral content?
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, at No Jumper, did you see the 16 shot him in the Flacco incident?
Nah, I didn't, bro. What's going on with No Jumper? I know who No Jumper is, though. Right. So what happened with him?
So they got this new guy, Poetic Flacco, right? He kind of like somebody that probably watched Academics growing up. He's younger than Academics. So the guy 16 shot him came up there because he was talking about another guy. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, the guy had liposuction. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to tell dude one thing. But shit started. All right. So shit started getting a little disrespectful. They call each other names, right? You know, and then Poetic Flacco told him, you know, suck my dick, right? And niggas spit on him. Mm-hmm.
He was like, power chasing off
Kevo. Man, shut up. I just said, let the man talk.
What'd you say, Kevo?
Bro, suck my dick, bro. That's a,
hey, stop bro. Playing before I smack shit out.
Bro, do it.
Hey, no.
And then they got, you know what I'm saying, they got up like they was about to fight, but they didn't get into it. Yeah. But I was going to ask you what you thought about something like that. You know what I'm saying? You didn't see it, but listening to it, you know.
Nah, I didn't see it.
If a nigga got, like, got up there and spit on the other nigga, what you think should happen to this nigga? Because he didn't get his ass whooped.
Oh, come on, bro. Like, drag, like, everything, bro. Like, I ain't on that, bro. Like, ain't no way.
Right.
Ain't no, I don't even let nobody, like, talk to me. You're halfway crazy, so let alone spit on me.
Nah, you can't get much more disrespectful.
But to me, yeah, bro, it's over with. Like, I'm blacking out the most.
Yeah.
But to me, because I didn't see it or known about it, it sounds like, man, it might be, you know, they probably put that shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
For yeah. Views. They probably put it together.
Possibly.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Go Flocka with new.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I mean, you got to get views in. So, you know, you could throw shit together and all the time and,
yeah.
and make something look like it, like what it is.
Right. People do that. So, I mean, yeah. I know you be on the other blogs, though. What about this the Roe versus Wade thing? You got any thoughts about that so far?
Man, that's been an argument in my household, man. Mm. What I feel like with the Roe versus Wade, man, that's more on the, like, the segregation shit, right? That's not like the abortion thing, right?
It's the abortion.
That's abortion.
Okay, the abortion. All right. What I feel like, man, I feel like, you know, if a woman got raped or she had incest or whatever, it was involuntary, I feel like she has the right to terminate her pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, look how many bad parents are already out here in the world already. Like,
right.
People had their kids just because they laid down and goddamn did what they did, and they don't even want the kid. You know what I'm saying? And me being a single dad, bro, like, I hold children to the highest regard. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, okay, if you're not ready to be a parent and stuff like that, okay, that's another scenario.
Right.
But I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like a woman or anybody should be stuck just to be a fucking terrible parent, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of badass parents out there.
It's a lot, bro. Look up, man, you can look at the blog any day. Mom, police come by, mom put the kid in the freezer. The kid been in the freezer for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, you
like
just
that.
Saw that last thing that happened, right? With the girl with the multiple baby daddies and telling the dude, you can't bring the McDonald's if you ain't feeding all my kids. And he just got one kid with
him. Man, bro.
That's an example.
I was going, bro, you know, with Lionel B. Show, man, I feel like I'm a little bit limited to what I could say. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I definitely, man, that shit was, bro. I'm looking at this like, man, are you, man, you better not never.
Yo, we went in on it. Yo, we dropping that joint tomorrow. Fuck them kids.
And what she do with them stamps?
Right. Like, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
She got four
and
kids.
And not only that, bro, the tax return, you know, is $9,500. You know you get $9,500 a month.
Easy.
You better save up some McDonald's money. Shit. Yeah,
you dig? Yeah. And that's just another example of a bad parent. She just keep having more. She got four.
Bro, baby maker, bro. Baby maker, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hate to be that way, man, but when I watched that video, bro, I was so triggered. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah. How many kids you got?
You know what I'm saying? Man, I got four.
Four.
I got one daughter. Mm. Yeah, one daughter, man. She just graduated college.
Dope.
You know what
congrats.
She's going to nursing school right now. In May, she graduated. I got a son right now. He just graduated high school, man. He graduated in July. Mm. Yeah, I'm lit, man. I got two little ones, man. That's it, bro.
Oh, so you started over with the little ones?
You said what?
You like started over?
Yeah, man. I got to space them out. You feel me? Like, nah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's space what's up, out, man. That's dope.
I'm proud, man. My oldest man, she's about to be an RN, bro, with 16 months.
Mm.
Super proud of her, man. I'm like, man.
Yeah, that's
you know.
What's up.
Yeah, so you got an old lady in the house with you? Like
I do. All
right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, lady, man.
Yes, is she a mother of any of your kids?
Nah.
Okay,
no,
bet.
Done. No more kids, bro.
I feel you. I got two. I think I'm done.
Okay, what's it? There you go.
So we got a segment on this show called Love, Loyalty, or Respect. And I wanna get your insight on this. So bet. I'm gonna give you like three different scenarios. You let me know which one is the most important in that scenario.
love, loyalty, or respect.
Gotcha.
So when it comes to love, loyalty, respect, what's the most important when it comes to, like, your ace, your homie from, you've been knowing him since damn middle school, y'all been rocking. You know what I'm saying? What's the most important in that scenario?
Respect.
Can you tell me why?
Because, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to the certain, and I have went through this personally, bro, when you go through certain things, or if you come up and they don't come up, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, loyalty to what, though? You know what I'm saying? We ain't really rocking together like this, or we ain't really met each other. What the hell are we loyal for? But it's the respect, though. You know what I'm saying? It's when you come back into contact, you reconnect with that person. Do I respect this person?
Right.
Am I envious of this person? Am I hating on this person?
Right.
But do I respect him enough to, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, okay, the homie doing this shit, or am I going to run back and, you know what I'm saying, go tell my other little homies, like, hey, bro, I know where the homie live at. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Shit like that happen.
Yeah, it do.
And love can be messed up. You know what I'm saying? They can love you but still do you wrong and shit.
That's a fact.
I don't have nobody to my crib, bro. Don't nobody come to my crib, bro. Like, at all.
That's a smart move. Yeah. Hey, man, you live in Florida. You know, it goes down in Florida.
Oh, yeah, kick those. They do that.
Facts. So how about love, loyalty, or respect when it comes to your old lady?
So I can only pick one, huh?
Only one. The most important.
Shit. Love, loyalty, respect with the old lady. Loyalty. If I could do some fucked up shit, you might not love me no more, and that's fine.
Right.
I say loyalty. You gotta stick with me through all the shit.
Right.
That I may or may not do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, facts.
So, yeah.
All right, now we're going to get down to the nitty gritty on this one.
Yeah, sir.
I got a feeling where you can go with this one, but love, loyalty, okay, respect when it comes to them four kids.
Love.
Yeah. No matter what, your kids gonna disrespect you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they ain't gonna get older. They gonna talk slick. You know, have to pop them one time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, but nah, I got great, amazing kids, man. I love them to death, man. They think their dad is the biggest star in the world. I love that.
That's dope.
I just love being a dad, bro. That's what always kept me going. That's what kept my grind going.
Yeah,
just being a dad, bro. No matter what, like that. That's that unconditional. You can't get nowhere else. You can't get that from no female. So in any relationship, bro, my kids always come first because I already know that's my ride or die. That's half of my DNA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to love me when nobody else love me. So, yeah, that love, man. Love is big on the kid part.
Yeah. Hey, so the kids, the two kids that still live with you, because I know the other one's grown. Like, you got custody of your kids? Like, I know you said you like...
We got joint custody, man. You know, I got a crazy baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, one baby mama, you know what I'm saying? The two babies, like,
That's from
the last lady I had a, you know, kids with. So, you know what I'm saying? But
totally understand. My brother in a situation like that, he told me about it. Like, as you got to navigate that and real, you know what I'm saying, delicate ways.
You got to. You got to bite your lip, be like,
right.
Stop.
Like, I forgot who I'm talking to. She actually might do something foolish.
Yeah, you gotta be cool and calm, man. You gotta be cool and calm, but you know.
Yeah, that us as men, we gotta really just like, cause we can separate, you know, emotion and rationale. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know how to separate that, and we got to keep that in mind when we dealing with a woman, cause they struggle more in that area to, you know, get rid of the emotion. So we kind of got to bite our tongue for them because they may just get emotional about something.
Right.
Hell yeah. You can't get mad and say weird shit to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, or tap on them because that come with a cost, man. That's like anything else.
Yeah.
That's like when we talking with the police, dealing with the police, we can't be like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We can't.
Right.
Can't say no shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, super so fast.
I mean, and that comes with growth and maturity, man. Like in my 20s, man, I've probably been in prison like for a long time, bro. But I had to grow and mature. And just mature myself. It's like, okay, it's not about me and how I feel. It's about, okay, what's the long-term effect? You gotta think steps ahead of whatever situation you're going through. It's like, okay, the long-term effect is I'm a parent. Mm-hmm. I love my kids. And if I say some wild shit,
right,
or I do some wild shit, she can hold the kids open me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, we gotta do that.
You gotta chill, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how life is, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just you know what I'm saying, the way the world's set up, man. We just black men, I feel like we kind of have a stigma about us, bro. Like they don't really see us as fathers; they see us as everything but, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like they feel like we the culprits and shit. Like we
right for real.
And
that's
I think black people black men got the highest percentage of fathers who take care of their children and, you know what I'm saying, spend time actually with their children.
It's just people being conditioned, yo. It's like always the negative shit get the biggest light. You know what I'm saying? They'll magnify that shit and then just completely ignore all the shit they see. I take my kid, I got a little girl, she just turned one last Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. I take her to daycare every day. Yo, it's majority of men that's dropping the kids off.
Wow.
It's crazy. I'm like, and then it's like, I probably say like 45% of them are black men.
Dang.
See?
And in the population of white people where we live is higher. But, you know, so percentage is so close. But that's the type of stuff that just be overlooked and not talked about. And I'm like, y'all be seeing all these dudes.
That's why we got to change the dynamic. We got to videotape, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to videotape strangers, but...
Yeah,
man, we got a bad rap out here, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a few people that painted us out to be a certain type of way. Like, we just make mad kids and haul ass, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every kid I got, bro, I was in a long-term relationship with their moms, bro, like over 5 years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I stayed that long because I wanted to be in the kid's life. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, bitch, well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I tried to make it work because,
that's
my kid, bro.
Yeah.
Regardless of how I love this deal, like, well, damn, you know what I'm saying? I want my kid to be good, and I know you're going to get crazy if I don't want to be in a relationship no more. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Like, is that kind of shit, you know, black fathers go through, man?
Yeah. Like, they don't never talk about that part, and that's such an important part. Like,
but that story you told me about, that shit resonated because you, like, that's the same thing. Like, what old girl was saying, like, damn, you ain't bring all the kids food? Like,
exactly.
What?
They don't talk about it, and then she threw the food away. Right in front of his face. Did you see that?
Nah, I ain't see that part, but I'm glad I did.
She threw the food away. She said, I ain't giving them this shit.
Toss it right in the street.
You know what I'm saying? She said, if you can't buy food for all of them, you ain't feeding your child.
First of all, I'm going to go on record to say this here, man. First of all, them not my good feelings. If you lay down with a whole nother man, that's y'all good feelings. Y'all ain't want to be nasty. Y'all lay down and bust them nuts. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, if we together...
Right.
And you my lady and all that. Or, if the kids knew me and I was around, you know, during that, you know what I'm saying? Then we conceived a child. And yeah, I can understand that part. It's like, okay, damn. You know, my stepdad was around the whole time. He knew us all.
Mm-hmm.
But no, man, I'm thinking more on the lines of like, okay, the younger kid. So if you have a younger child with, you know, the chick, the guy already got pre-existing kids. Because I feel like, if they are older kids, you was a part of their lives. You know what I'm saying? So that is kind of effed up.
Yeah.
That's the only way I see it being different.
She said his child was the last child that she had. So, you know, she got three other ones that's older than his baby. So, you know, when he was with her, he was in those other kids' life. So she was like, he used to pay for their food, so he should still keep paying for their food. So I'm like, I hear you, but still, like, if he broke up with you, he don't have no obligation to continue to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're like...
So I want to know y'all perspective. How y'all feel about it, though?
I feel like she a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, I think straight up. Yo, we got to stop, like... being ashamed to call a piece of shit. It don't matter if it's a male or a female. If they pieces of shit, we should be able to call them that. And because a lot of times people try to change the rules for women. Like, yo, it's all human beings here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a piece of shit. You a piece of shit.
I do feel like it's, you know what I'm saying, it's one-sided. I can't call no foul on it. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Man. Yeah, I think it is what it is, man. I think Buddy's great. Like she tried to discredit him as being a good father. She was like, everybody think you a good dad. He was like, I am. You're like,
right.
I like, you said on camera that he bring food to his kid every day. Why is that not good?
And that's lit. You coming by and taking care of your kid. Like, isn't that the reason why I'm not even going down that road. I'm going to say that's the most reason why motherfuckers get put on child support. That's not the reason. Because motherfuckers do that, put you on child support to be fucking vindictive. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of the time.
I'm talking about, man, bring you into court and say the weirdest shit you ain't never seen before. Like, what the fuck? When did that?
See, I ain't never been through that, man.
I done been through it, dog. Like, it's not no good feeling, bro.
Man, yeah. You know they need to start putting a cap on child support. You hear me?
Huh?
I said they need to start putting a cap on child support.
Facts.
it don't take but so much. You know what I'm saying? Like to feed them.
I pay. Chris Brown probably paid maybe a couple $100 more than I pay in child support, dog.
That's crazy. How crazy it is. But that don't make sense, though. I be hearing like these crazy numbers. Like, I be hearing crazy numbers. I'm like, yo, how do it take that much money to take care of a kid?
It don't.
They in public school.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They try to get a bunch of bread, like, just send the kid to their daddy. You know what I'm saying? He the one that got it.
Yeah.
Like, he got it. Yeah. You ain't got it, so get the kid up.
I feel like old dude should have custody of his baby, not the chick.
Hell yeah, bro. That would be... I would love to follow this story, man. We can just stay in because apparently she keep posting shit, man. But like, he need to get custody of his jit, man. Cause it's crazy.
Yeah, for real.
It's crazy. Wow, man. I hate seeing shit. That shit. Made me mad.
Yeah, man. I see you already mad. I see you boiling over there.
Yeah. This is the thing. None of my baby mamas got other kids except my, you know what I'm saying, my oldest, and she about to be 24. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm. I never went through it personally, but I can kind of feel where the homie coming through. It's like, damn, it's like, right. I put myself in other people's shoes. Like, what the hell?
Right.
Oh, man.
So with your, are you ready to be a granddad? You got a 24-year-old out there?
Don't say that, man.
Oh, you know it's coming.
My daughter told me the other day, like, she told me she was moving to Boston to start RN school, right? So. Mm. She's like, Dad, I got to tell you something. So I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, she's getting up in age. She's in college. What the hell?
Right.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm defensive.
Yeah.
Right. What the fuck you got to tell me? And she told me she was starting RN school. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I'm excited and all that.
Yeah.
She's like, what I was going to tell you? I was like, damn, then she's going to pregnant. She's like, no. I'm like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah, man. But I probably could be a granddaddy at any point, bro. Boosie a granddaddy, man. I think we probably around the same age or something.
You ain't heard about Boosie? So. He said he ain't no granddad. He said the kid ain't his.
Yeah, he dodged a bullet. He was almost a granddaddy, though.
He's almost.
That was crazy, though.
If his son, little side piece, was loyal chick, man, he would have been a granddaddy, bro.
But, yo, did you know, like, she made up a baby, though? Like, she didn't even have this baby.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on, that's Boosie, you know what I'm saying? So... They see how they live. It's like, damn, I'm gonna put a baby on this nigga. Like, I know this nigga ain't finna do nothing for the kid.
Crazy.
So shit, this boozy little son and shit. I don't really like the nigga, but you know, whatever. I get a bag off of him.
That's crazy. So why don't shit stick like that when it comes to women though? Like when it comes to like them having a bad name, because this shit happens a lot. Like people just look at that shit and let it roll off. You know what I'm saying? Act like it's a one off when it ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they're one of us, everybody hear about it.
Yeah.
Because, man, like, we, you know what I'm saying, we more the alphas,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, we more the alphas in the game, even though women make the world go round,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, they kind of do a little bit, not really,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, so, yeah, they get offended, so they got to use their power wherever they can pull it from.
Right, yeah, it's like, since we can take shit. The heat, they be like,
we run this shit.
Right. It's a man's word, that's what it's saying.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, man, so
man,
yeah.
Turn them off, you gotta get on that Teddy P shit.
Exactly.
I said turn the lights off. Nah, you know what I'm saying? But nah, it's true though, so we gotta let them have their power wherever they can get it from, bro, like, in this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it, but we are the more we're the more dominant gender,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Even though, I mean, you might have a chick that can beat your ass, but I mean,
some out there. Dominant.
Man, we gotta stop letting bullshit slide, though. I think niggas
ain't caught no L since third grade. Girl,
niggas is getting too soft, man. I think we gotta stop letting shit slide. You know, the women.
So what we gonna start doing that? Whoop that trick? What we gonna do, bro?
Nah, we gonna have to get the strong women to get these weak ass women in line. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't just grab them and do what the fuck we want to do with them.
Nah,
you
hell know what nah. I'm nah.
So we got to get the strong women to talk to these more susceptible women. You know what I'm saying? Get them in line so they do what they need to do. As far as the
I feel
right
like a strong woman is not gonna challenge you. Is not gonna be in your face. Because I mean, you know what I'm saying? Come on, they're gonna get in your face.
I'm talking about the other women. They need to get the other women in line that's doing this bullshit.
Yeah, man, but that man, they just trying to keep them away from their nigga and shit. Like,
yeah,
girl,
a lot
can't come right. You know what I'm saying? They catty as hell, bro.
Yeah, and a lot of the good women, they be like, look, I already learned the formula how to keep a man. Like, I ain't gonna give it to these bros because they'll probably try to use that formula to steal mine.
Right,
you know what I'm saying,
and then you're gonna hate on your ass and drag the shit out you. You know what I'm saying, but the whole time they probably gonna come behind their homegirl back and try to fuck you and shit. So.
That happens
a lot.
Hell yeah,
that happens. Man. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking through experience.
So many times, same here.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
That's the type of breed, man.
Yeah. Mm. But men, you know what I'm saying, got to definitely start, you know, being okay with, you know, taking up for each other, because sometimes they'll call us misogynists if we take up for each other, you know, without actually hearing our thoughts behind the matter. You're saying, like, and actually start holding everyone accountable, not just, you know, the fellas. Like, everybody need to be held accountable. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
It's equal opportunity, man, because, you know, even... I'm going to go on record and say this, bro, because I've been noticing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with, like, the interracial dating, you know what I'm saying? Like, Serena Williams, they'd be like, oh, yes, sis. Or Eve, oh, yes, sis.
Right.
Oh. And they see a black man, you know what I'm saying, with the other race, they lose their fucking mind. Oh, he definitely got a type.
Right. He'll sell out.
Oh, he don't like black women. But no, let Eve and Serena parade around, and they all for it, bro. So I just... To me, I feel like I kind of have an issue with that, because how is it okay for women to do it, but when a man do it, we sell out and all this other shit?
Yeah, it's just a biased view, man. It's like a lot of it is biased, and I don't get it. It's like, and they a lot of times they're blind to it. They literally act like they don't see it. It's like it's
crazy. I think what it is, bro. I think a lot of them be mad with us, bro. Like they probably, you know what I'm saying, got dealt. Like some type of messed up way, you know what I'm saying, by dudes that look like us. So they have this aggression. Like, but we all ain't, you know what I'm saying, we all ain't trying to do you wrong shit.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying, when a dude try to holler at you shit, you want to goddamn put this high ass standards, you ain't even halfway meeting the shit. Like, you got to have this and that, and you only bringing like this much.
Come on now, talk about it. Yeah, like okay, that's a real thing.
Okay, but a white dude, he mid, and you know what I'm saying, ain't trying to be raising no shit, but he probably ain't even reaching half of the level that our requirements is at.
Right.
And it's all good. But you know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like black men, we resilient, bro, because guess what? In order to thrive in this country, we gotta be 10 times better than our competitors, bro. We gotta be the most polished. We get pulled over by the police, yes sir, no sir.
Yep.
A white boy get pulled over. Fuck you, officer. Like, wow shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your black shit. We can't say no shit like that.
Get shot.
Even in the dating game, bro, we got a credit got to be on point. Money got to be on point. Fashion got to be on point.
Yeah.
Goddamn, like, nigga, shit. You got to make sure your eyebrows got everything got to be on point, bro. Like, we get held to a higher standard. Like, I got to talk about it, bro. I'm just being really honest, cuz.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's true, though.
Man, we get held to the highest standard in the world, bro. And guess what? We meet that shit. That's why it's black excellence amongst our men, bro. We the dopest athletes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music, creativity. Why? Because, you know what I'm saying? We always had the highest expectations, and we're so smart. We know how to adapt. We know how to rise above shit.
Right.
Even if it's our own people, they don't have faith in us, bro. We always go to that extra high level, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But other races, everybody else is shooing. Oh, yeah, they good.
Yeah,
but
for real.
We gotta grind hard. Nigga, ain't apologize for this shit. I don't give a fuck. How y'all feel, bro? This is real shit.
Yeah, that's
being
real.
A black man, bro, though. I had to be the best at my craft, bro, to get here.
Absolutely.
You don't get 105 million views, bro. I'm just going to just motherfucking chill, bro. I had to beat out everything, bro. And I had to be different.
Right. How long ago did you start?
Man, honestly, I really started, bro. It was because I had like other little videos, but that shit ain't popped until like 2018.
Mm.
So it was probably like 2.5-3 years, bro. So in like 2 to 3 years, I think when I first really started taking it serious, within a few months, bro, that's when I had my first viral hit. And that shit, like, I think when I hit did the Jay-Z video,
mm-hmm.
I did like 30,000 subscribers. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't really checking it, bro. And then after a while, you know, just kind of getting the groove of just dropping content.
Right.
I never looked at my total views. I didn't even know how to look at my total views. I was just like, you know, every month, like, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me double this bag. Let me keep grinding it. Mm-hmm. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Cool. I never knew how to look at the full views until I looked at it one day. At that point, I was at like 50 million, like 60 million. I was like, right. Shit.
God,
come on, mama. I'm like, damn, mama. Like, you know, how many views? And she was like, nah. She's like, what? Wow.
Like, I'm actually doing it.
Like, that was shocking, bro. Because I never looked at the total. You know what I'm saying? Because I treat it like a job. Like, hey, drop some content. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, try to be the best I can be.
Right.
I never really looked at the full amount until I was like, when I hit that number. And then when I hit 100 million, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
It was crazy, bro.
That's something to be celebrated, though, man. And, and you know, you can just look back at your work and be like, yo, I did that. Okay, now it's time for me to do more. You know what I'm saying? Next goal, keep pushing through, and that's
super
dope.
Super blessed.
Yeah.
Super blessed. But definitely be in the moment, because I know y'all going to reach that, man. You got to be in the moment, man, because sometimes, like, when we get to certain levels, guys, we don't take the time out to be like, damn, I reached this accolade.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get to a certain spot, you're always trying to get that next high. It's like a heroin fiend.
Right,
it's like, damn,
yeah.
I got high this one day. See, I'm trying to get higher. You know what I'm saying? But I will always recommend, from somebody that's been to the 1 million views, you know what I'm saying? The 5 million views, like all that, bro.
Right.
You got to give yourself accolades, because you're never going to really appreciate it unless, you know what I'm saying? Unless you be like, damn, sit back and reflect, man. Take a whole day like I do, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Yeah, that's dope.
Because
hey,
if you're always on to the next thing, you're never going to appreciate what God's trying to get you at, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, since you're talking about that, I want to go ahead and let's celebrate with you. This is our, like, our first year anniversary of the podcast, actually.
That's dope.
So, yeah, appreciate
dope,
it.
Man. That's big. That's big. That's big. I love it, man.
Yeah,
I love
man.
It.
So, you know, we 1 year in, and it's been a learning process this whole time, man. And it's like, it's been mad fun. We had some things that, you know, pick up some views, some things that be low, and you know, something go high. It's like, you just never know.
Right.
We just keep trying to feed that algorithm, trying to, you know, break it. You know what I'm saying?
Try to figure
and you know
it
what
out.
The thing is, man, it's going to shock y'all. The videos that go hard for y'all, it's going to shock you. You're going to be like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is what YouTube going to tell you. Just do the same shit you just did again. Like, what? You going to do some other shit. Like, wait a minute. So you going to tell me to be successful to keep doing the same video? Come on, man. That shit don't matter.
Oh, that's knowledge right there, though. That's real.
For real. That's game, bro. And I'm telling y'all, they tell me the same shit. They be like, yeah, just do what you did with the Jay-Z. Like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Yeah, it was organic. you know what I'm saying? Like,
They give you cookie cutter answers, man.
Ah,
we need Joe Rogan to say
that. But I love to see it, man. I love that y'all been sticking around, bro, because it is a grind, man. YouTube is, and that's something I want really people to know, man. It's not like a something you just hop on and you just get mad views. It's not.
Right,
bro.
Right.
But sometimes you'll upload probably your best content you think is your best content and nobody watches it.
Yeah, it has happened like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, for all of us.
Yeah.
But what's going to separate y'all from anybody else that want to be in the game? Consistency, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Like, you can't get in your feelings about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all I would say is be consistent, bro. I was in the car making viral videos, bro. I ain't have no studio, none of this shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I was in the car. In a hot ass sun, I had to figure out, do I cut on the air conditioning? Do I pay for gas? Like, what did I do?
Right.
You know, and it was my consistency that got me there.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
Even when nobody was watching my videos, like, damn, 500 views and like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
However amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one, couple thousand. Next one, 10,000. Next one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You gotta grind, bro. You can't be too attached to your content. Put out, always try to be your best,
right?
But you can't be too attached to it to where it's like, damn, I'm finna quit. I put out my best video. This shit took me like 3-4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours to edit this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get too attached, bro. It's a hustle.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We appreciate those words, man, because it's definitely inspiring because, you know, it's coming from somebody that done it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward, man. And we're going to have to get you again on the show, man, because we done talked about some great things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some topics that people need to hear. You know, because
I'm controversial, bro. Like, look, my mouth, you already know my mouth crazy, bro.
Hey, it's all good, man. We go in. We don't want that nice line there. We want you to go in.
Nice. You ain't gotta be nice, bro. Here.
Yeah, look, y'all got me crazy. Y'all gonna have me canceled tomorrow. I see what y'all doing. One thing I want to drop in, man, on the music tip, man. Of course, your boy do YouTube, but I did link up with YG. A lot of y'all know YG from Compton and all that, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I linked up with his big homie, man. We got a dope song coming out, man. You know your boy Lionel B. I be on everything.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And that's super cool. I know they was watching my videos. They're like, yeah, we fuck with you. I'm like, nah.
Oh, that's dope.
Been watching me for years, so I got a song coming out with the homie Kida Roo, man.
Mm-hmm.
From Fruit Town Piru is a Compton man. Like your boy Lionel B, we doing a lot of shit, bro. Music, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? I got another YouTube channel, Life of Lionel B. Y'all get to see me vlogging. I got a crypto channel. If y'all trying to make some money with your boy, you know what I'm saying? I got all that going on, man. So y'all
I seen you posting the crypto joint in your videos, like your ad with the crypto. Is that what you're talking about? Going crazy, bro. Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
I thought, man.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. We definitely have to talk about that offline too, you know what I mean?
Man, we got it, girl. If y'all trying to really get on into it, man, we can get on into it, man.
That's what it's
this
about.
What we're doing all day.
You know what I'm saying?
What we're doing all day. The money phone. You
the paper.
We got you. We got to go. Straight up, man. YouTube be bullshit. We got to get the money some type of way.
Exactly. Multiple screens of income.
Got to.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah, man. Definitely appreciate your time, man. Yo, until next time, y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Yes, sir. Y'all tap in with my boys, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to their channel, man. I'm going to be sharing the hell out of this video, man. Y'all tap in with my boy, man. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
The Hottest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.